chapter 24, if you got a Bible. Thank God for the singing. Thank God for the peace, faithfulness of God. Matthew chapter 24, if you want to read with me. I'm concerned in the hour we in. In the last days, somebody said, when they've been going on a long time. Amen. Jesus was born. Amen. In the last days. Chapter 24, verse 1. Jesus went out and departed from the temple. He went there. I think it went back to chapter 21 when it mentioned Jesus in the temple teaching. And his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And the disciples that came, Mark says it was Peter and Andrew and James and John. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And we know in 70 A.D. the Roman army destroyed the temple, done destruction to Jerusalem. Verse 3, and as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, says up above it, there you know the Mount of Olives is above, the disciples came to him privately saying, tell us when shall these things be? Talking about what he had just spake. And what shall, notice this here, what shall be the sign of thy coming? What's the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? It's an amazing answer Jesus gave these men at this time when they asked him, what is the sign of the coming of the Lord and the end of the world? What's the sign of the end of the world? Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. I'm certain about that this morning. It's been on my heart. Of the greatest tool of the devil in this hour is deception. He's the master deceiver. He is a religious individual. He was at one time created as a angel of light. He was in heaven. His name was Lucifer. And brethren, listen. He was made and created by God. He rebelled against God and a third of the angels, and they were cast to the earth. And ever since that time, he's tried his best to deceive people. He deceived Eve in the beginning when he was subtle in his approach to her and said, hath God said? He used the Bible to deceive people. I find in this hour, it just behooves me for the fact of individuals that sit in a place of what we would call Sunday morning worship, and they know about salvation, but they don't know salvation. There's a lot of people that know about Jesus, know about the cross, know about the resurrection, know about the things that's been said from pulpits across their time of living, but they never know about salvation, for as the experience or the faith, thank God, that was wrought in their heart to know, amen, salvation reality. A salvation that sets men free. Salvation that cleanses man from sin. Salvation that changes a man within. Salvation that gives a man a great desire for God and the things of God. It's not a religion. It's not something you put on. It's not something you do. It's something God does simply by the grace of God. An unmerited favor of God. Never could you have merited it. Never did God look in you or to you and say there's something good about them. I like what Brother Codwell said. He said somebody said all the foreknowledge is based on what men would do. Well, it was. He knew men would do wrong on everything he did. He knew he was sin. He knew he was bad. He knew he was corrupt. arrived. God didn't look upon us and said, there's good in him. God didn't look at anybody and say, well, I see that they will do this. God, my friend, saw us and he said he saw no man that done good. No, not one. There's none that sought God. None. There was none, my friend, that understood God. Not none. There was none, my friend, that was righteous. Not one. Amen. Listen. Amen. Man's deceived today to think that they can do anything or put their hand to what God has set up to think that they can help God. Friend, God never needed any help to create this thing. And he surely don't need no help to save a sinner. Everything God does is good. Amen. Listen. Amen. Man's deceived today. We live in a day of deception. There's so many doctrines and so many beliefs and friends, so many things said. Amen. In this day, but I'm telling you, if there's one thing that the devil has deceived people on, it deals with the grace of God and the works of men. And Titus said, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but of according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. And now faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. But saving faith makes an action within a heart. Saving faith, thank God, don't stop. Amen. Listen. Amen. In the ears has gotten to get in the heart. The heart's got the organ that beats in your chest. The heart's the inward man. And the faith that God gives a man, it acts upon, amen, thank God, the belief of the truth that that man heard. Listen. We heard about Jesus. Amen. But brother, there's a day we seen we could not be saved without Jesus. He was just not a historical figure. He wasn't just a Sunday school lesson. He just wasn't a name that people recited. He was, thank God, the Savior of the world. He came to save his people from their sins. And so, man, to see today, there's another Jesus being preached. They made him sound like that he had no holiness. They made him sound like he has no standard. They make him sound like that he, my friend, there's no judgment. But he is holy. He is the God of judgment. And he does judge. Amen. Oh, thank God this morning he's a God of mercy. He's a Lord of love. He's a Lord of friendship. And the sinners, even the Pharisees, says he's a friend of sinners. He sat and ate with them. They accused him of being a wine bibber, a glutton. But thank God he was a friend of sinners. It didn't matter to him. Thank God he come to be who he was. Because he was God in flesh. But he come to be among men. He didn't elevate himself up here. He made himself of no reputation. Amen. When he come into the world, he didn't come with a high title. Even though the title they gave him and the Father gave him, amen, was Jesus. And the word Jesus means Savior. And it means, thank God, he'll save from sin. But listen, he became man. He humbled himself and became a robe of flesh. Amen. Walked among men. Amen. He never, my friend, condemned the sinner. The sinner's already condemned. Amen. The people that gave him a hard time was religious people. Amen. They hated him. Amen. Without a cause. They said, we'll not have this man to rule over us. This man Christ, who, thank God, was the Lord Jesus Christ. And they didn't want him. They despised him. They hated his doctrine. They hated what he said. Amen. They hated what cause he rebuked them. He rebuked their religion. He said things to them. Amen. That they just hated him. Amen. They called him Beelzebub. They said, how can, and Jesus said, how can the devil cast out the devil? Amen. How can a kingdom be divided and stand? Amen. He reproved them. He told them what they were. He said, ye generation of vipers, serpents. Amen. Thank God. He said, how shall you escape the damnation of hell? He said, you make the outside clean, the inside's dead. Everything about you is religious, but there's no life in you. Amen. You're just a whited sepulcher. You look good on the outside, but the inside you don't have nothing, because your religion's dead. It can't bring forth life. The law of Moses, amen, might be holy, just, and good, but at the same time, humanity can't keep it. It can't justify them. It can't make them righteous. There's nothing good about us. And praise God, friend, I'm telling you this. When he saw deception in this world, he saw religious people, false prophets. Amen. There's numerous, many in this hour that's false prophets. Amen. Amen. Listen this morning. Salvation's not in a plan. It's not in a religion. It's not in a denomination. It's in a person. It's in the Lord Jesus Christ. And there were men to see the day. Amen. They even said in the book of Galatians, when Paul came and got a revelation from God to preach that gospel of the grace of God, even the religious people said they stuck the circumcision. They said a man's got to have circumcision. Paul brought Titus, who was a Gentile, and said, well, he hadn't been circumcised, but he's a believer. Amen. Brother, listen this morning. It's not the cutting of the flesh. It's the cutting of the heart. It's the works of grace and God in a man's heart. I'm telling you, friend, I wasn't looking for God. I didn't have God in my thoughts. I'm living my own life the way I wanted to. And thank God He awakened me. He used a man of God to speak to me. The words of truth that awakened me. That sought me, thank God, to get me to where I saw myself without God and without hope. Hey, everything is going good. I met Him. Thank God with Holy Spirit conviction. And God said, you're lost. You don't have what it takes. Yeah, in your sight, you're a good person. In the world's sight, you're a good person. Amen. In your mama's sight, you're a good boy. But in my sight, you're filthy rags. In my sight, you have no hope. In my sight, you're no good. In my sight, you fall short. In my sight, you miss the mark. Amen. The only hope you got, thank God, is I come and save you. Amen. That's the only hope anybody's got. That's the only hope any sinner's got. It can't be done by the works of the flesh. It can't be done by the works of religion. It can't be done by your own hands. It's got to be done by a sovereign God. Amen. That came where you was at. Amen. That's right. Spoke to my mother-in-law the other week. She called me down there and said, Joel, my time's running out. And she said, I know you'll tell me the truth. I want to know for sure where I'm going. And I said, well, Mama, here's the thing about it. First of all, you got to see yourselves as what God says you are. You're a sinner. That's hard for a 92-year-old woman to admit that. She's a good woman, but she's been raised in religion. Amen. And I talked to her about Jesus. I talked about His holiness and how holy He was and how much, thank God, my friend, He was much above mankind. And we had to compare ourselves to Him, not to compare ourselves to another man. If you're ever going to see yourself, you got to see Him in the light of God. Amen. When the Holy Spirit light shines on you and illuminates who He is and who you are, you'll say, well, it's me. You won't look for an excuse to say I'm good as Keith is. You won't say, wait a minute, I've been to Sunday school all my life. I sung in the choir, played the piano, preached the gospel, or taught a class. You'll say, oh me, I just don't measure up. I can't measure up to it. And I tell you this morning, you don't measure up to Him now. Amen. The only measuring up you got is because He measured you up. He come within you and measured you up. Thank God, I still fall short, but I don't fall short in the eyes of God because I'm measured up by Him. Thank God, He's my righteousness. He's my salvation. He's everything. Amen. That's what I talked with her a while about Christ. Use John 14:6 and talked to her about Christ. It's a person. It's not a denomination. It's not your parents' teachings. It's not what grandma said. It's what Jesus said. And Jesus said He's the way. He come. You come through Him no other way. And I asked her this question. I said, if He asked you right now why you should enter the kingdom, what would you tell Him? After I spoke to her a while, and after she agreed with me, and I told her she needed to be honest and pray, she said, well, I went to church all my life, and I done tried to do people good. And I said within myself, oh no, that's deception. And I said, Mama, I love you, but the fact of it is, there'll never be anybody in her like that. They're going to have to come through Christ. They got to come through the bloodshed of Jesus. It's not by works. It's not how good you are. It's not a way whether you're Baptist or Methodist. That's whether you've been saved. That's whether you've been through Him. And there's so many people to see today. God, help a bunch of people in this hour. My friend that's told lies, that said that's confirmed into the church, has that been sprinkled? Has an abomination? That's ungodly, filthy, no good. Nobody's saved by being sprinkled or dunked in a booth or saying some oath or believing some covenant. It's got to be God in your heart. Are you now lost, my friend? Right. God help me, it's deception. Here's my prayer for her. I love her. When I left, I said, Lord, the only way she's going to see what I'm telling her is you open her understanding. Do you know you can sit in this church all your life and hear me? And until He opens your understanding and reveals to you who He is, you'll still sit there like it. Amen. Amen. That's right. Ain't flesh and blood have not revealed this, but my Father which is in heaven. And so I heard that man say, you must be born again. Nicodemus heard Jesus say, you must be born again. Have you noticed this? I believe new birth is for everybody, regeneration. But specifically, Jesus told that to a Jew that trusted their first birth, that trusted their Jewish heritage, that trusted their God's Judaism. And Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again. He didn't understand. Understand it, but you've got to have a birth from above. You've got to be born again by the Holy Ghost. And that's an act of God, Nicodemus. You've done pretty good all your life. You're a master. You're a teacher. Hey, God, you're a Judaizer. You're on the Sanhedrin court. You know a whole lot about the Old Testament. But I'm telling you this, you must be born again. Amen. That's right. Amen. He told that Nicodemus, you know who else used the word born again? The apostle to the Jews, Peter, he said, being born again, not a corruptible seed, but incorrupt by the Word of God, which lives and abides forever. It's a new birth for everybody. You got that right. Regeneration, new birth, same thing to me. Quickened, made alive, same thing. The workings of God in a man. Amen. You know what the major word was to the Gentile church? It was faith. Amen. That was to justify by faith. Amen. Galatians, just by faith. Look at Ephesians. By grace are you saved through faith. He dealt with the Holy Spirit of God coming to live in a man. But it's faith. Amen. Faith is something God gives a man. Faith, thank God, has hope in it. Faith is a substance, amen. Hey, God, a faith's hoped for. Evidence of faith's not seen. I hadn't seen it, but I believe it. Why, preacher? Because the Holy Ghost wrote the truth in me and gave me life everlasting, amen. That's right. Say, explain it, I can't. Experience to have. Now, I want to say this. Grace is something God just does out of His own personal counsel and goodness of His heart. He come to Joe, He come to Keith, He come to Danny, and He opened His eyes. That's grace. That's grace. Amen. The blind man said, they cried, have mercy on me. What do you want me to do for you? Open my eyes. I want to see. Open down my eyes. What's the revelation of the inward heart? See, deception. Now the devil can, if the devil can keep you thinking good about yourself and keep you in a religious work and think because of what you do or who you are that you're all right, then he can damn you to hell like that. Amen. That's right. Now, he said here, take heed. That's that word heed means. To me, it's an important word. It's really, be careful. Take heed. Open your eyes. Look. Because he said this after they asked him when the angels came. He said, take heed that no man deceive you. Now I want to say a few things here. This verse 5, for many shall come in my name, Jesus' name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Doctrine can deceive people. You know, doctrine's teachings. That's what it means. Doctrine's a teaching of a certain subject of the Word of God. Now, people ask me, what am I? And I said, well, I'm saved. They said, what do you believe on eschatology? That's a big word. Amen. And that means prophetic things. What do I believe? I believe He's coming. But I think a lot of people's been deceived on what's been taught. And listen, can I tell you this? Do never close your mind or heart to the Holy Spirit in teaching you. You're never going to learn it all. Amen. I was listening to Codwell this week. It had a great revelation in my heart. This man went to him. He was an Orthodox Jew, and he got converted. And he said he got saved, and his sins were forgiven, and Christ was the Messiah. And he believed in Him. He was saved, and he had a changed life. And he said, my mom and daddy was Orthodox Jews, and they lived that way all their life, and they died that way. He said, they prayed, and they done the best they could in what they knew. And he said, I went to the Methodists, and went to the Presbyterian, went to the Baptist, and I asked them, I said, what about my parents? I'm concerned about them. And every one of them said they went to hell. And he said, do you have an answer for me? And he said, I do. And he said, I believe He can worship and thank God over this answer. And he said, what is it, Mr. Codwell? He said, the answer is God will always do right. God will always do right. And no matter what God, I say this with my heart, no matter what God chooses to do with me and in me, He'll do right. For some unknown reason, I was driving down the road the other day, and for some reason, Brother Joe, I cannot explain and I cannot tell you, because I know myself why God would be so good to me. I cannot fathom the fact of looking back at my life and what I've been through in my life, of the good things that God's blessed me with, and how God has abundantly put His hand of blessing on me and just chose to do that. And to look at me and know who I am, I have to say it's just the goodness of God. It's just the good counsel of His will. It's the pleasure of God. Can I tell you this morning that God is pleased with saving you? God is pleased with opening your eyes. God is pleased, thank God, with blessing you day by day. It blesses God to see you be blessed, Brother Todd. Amen. It blesses you, thank God. Amen. That's right, praise God. When you raise that little grandchild in the air, when that little one come to me while they go and hug my neck, it not only pleases me, it pleases God. Everything God does for me, it pleases Him. Everything God does for you, it pleases Him. God don't do anything, amen, outside His will. And what He does pleases Him, amen. Right, thank God. It pleased God. It pleased God for you to sit on this pew this morning. It pleases God to hear preaching. It pleases God for the Holy Ghost. Thank God to help you. Amen. A lot of people have got the wrong conception of God this morning. It makes God as happy as it does you. Amen. If I can clap my hands and say, thank you, Lord. Thank God. I same God of heaven saying, thank you, Lord. Amen. It pleases Him. Thank God, buddy. He ain't a God of fair hold withholding on you. If you can ever believe Him, thank God, you can walk many a mile with it. Amen. That's right. The God of heaven bless her. It was last Sunday morning. She had been praying that God give her a place to live. That's right. And this man that opened my door had a place that God opened my door. She come with tears last Sunday afternoon. Said he just sent me a message. Said, he's closing the door on it. He ain't going to open the door. Only thing I could tell her was only believe. Just only believe. That's the word Jesus said. I know my wife prayed, and there's others prayed. And by the time the service ended, thank God the door opened back up. Amen. You can walk by faith as long as you want to. That's where God's going to bless you. If He can find faith in your life, think, ain't nothing impossible with Him. If you can believe Him, amen. If you'll believe God for, hallelujah. I'm just saying, brother, listen. A man that lives by faith won't be deceived. He's not deceived. Listen, most people are deceived by what they see, what they hear. It's all the senses thing. It's a sensual thing. It's by the flesh. That's what they fooled by. Amen. That's why so many pack an arena this morning. Amen. To see a man knock a man in the head, knock him backwards. Amen. Everybody sitting there. Hey, to see by what they see. God don't need sign gifts now. Are you saying, preacher, that God don't give you some signs? I didn't say that. I just said He didn't need them. He don't speak to us through signs. He speaks to us through His Word and Holy Ghost. That's right. Deception comes by what you see sometimes. Deception comes by, my friend, a falseness that people speak and you don't know the truth. And listen, there's a Holy Ghost in you that tells you. He lets you know. He testifies within you. Amen. If He don't say okay when I say it, hey, God, listen to Him. Amen. That's right. And I give you this. Jesus has always been the Word. There's always been a Word. It ain't been as precious. I mean, you know, the Word without Spirit will not produce. The Word's got to have Spirit upon it. Holy Spirit's got to take the Word and use it in your heart. Holy Spirit's got to speak to you. The problem with today's crowd is being deceived by many. They misconceive or misuse or misrepresent the Scripture. That's why Paul said, I didn't use it like that. I didn't misuse the Scripture. I didn't listen. Amen. I didn't abuse the Scripture neither. I didn't take the Scripture to abuse it to get my point across. I spoke the Word in the authority of God, and the Holy Spirit took the Word and put it in my heart. Amen. Many people just see today. Amen. And listen, I tell you this. That's why, amen, if they don't have... Listen, then listen. I believe a pastor of a church. Okay. This is what I got out of a pastor. A pastor is a man placed in a place, a position that he helps the flock. He's an example to the flock. Now listen to what I'm about to tell you. Don't take this wrong. Mature Christian people can make it because they matured in God to the place that they don't need babysitting. Babies need babysitting. Kate can't cook for herself. Amen. That's right. She can't. Them children there, they can't cook for themselves. They need somebody to help them. You're going to provide for them, ain't you? But when they get 18 years old, thank God they graduate high school on their own. And they're on their own. Hey, man, they ought to make their own money and be a little responsible. Amen. That's right. See, the problem with a lot of church members, they play in house still. Amen. The reality comes one day. In the Christian spiritual walk of God is, I got to grow up. I mean, I don't want to drink a bottle. Amen. I go, that'd be something. Me and my wife tried out this new place yesterday up here. It's Culver's from Wisconsin. Amen. Had cheese. I got that double burger up there. Hey, man, that'd been something if I'd have went up there and the lady said, can I help you? I'd say, yeah, give me a bottle of milk. That's about the way a lot of people went down to the church. You can't preach truth. You can't preach no death. You can't even talk to them. He said, you ain't even in a marriage. That's sad, but that's why people deceive today. Because they just surface and they just like that joy, that root, amen, doesn't get in them. And they receive the Word of God with joy. But after a while, it withered away because they had no root in them. Amen. Now, you know, and I know the littlest baby in here this morning couldn't eat the steak. Couldn't digest it. Couldn't chew it. Praise God. If you of any age at all, y'all have been eating some meat. And y'all are mature enough to know, thank God, that everybody don't believe everything just right or just alike. And there's a lot of things we believe alike, and you're going to have to believe alike. There are some things, amen, thank God, as you need to chew on a little bit, amen, and get it digested within you. I'm telling you, friends, better think about something and act upon something that you don't know about. And that's why people come along and they'll say, and you know, I'm going to tell you, the devil, he uses a lot of different ways, but he uses the intelligence of somebody. There's been a lot of Baptist churches swept off their feet from the intelligence of a doctor talking to them instead of an old-time preacher or somebody knew God preaching to them. Amen. I'm not preaching against intellect. Intellect's a good thing if it's under regeneration. Mr. Roloff said it right. He said, education without regeneration can be abomination. That's what he said. Education's a good thing. Amen. He surely don't want us to be ignorant. And he said, my people's destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. Amen. The little foxes spoil the vines. And the vines thank God's where the blossoms are. Amen. And a wrong man in the pulpit can destroy a lot of things. One sinner doeth much, it destroys many things. And a lot of things are said can destroy people. Amen. They can say, well, my preacher believes this. Oh, to God, I wish you'd say, the Holy Ghost taught me this. Amen. This one fellow approached me one time about something I believe, and I said, yeah, I studied on it, and that's why I believe the Holy Spirit gave me. I said, what do you believe? He said, well, I believe what that preacher says. I said, well, I got a greater voice than that. Amen. I got a greater witness than that. Amen. I love preachers, and I thank God for preachers. God give preachers. He gives preachers. He gives teachers. Can I tell you this? He gives church members. He gives everybody saved a voice. And you're your own priest within your own temple. You can listen, son, when you go back to the house and you want your Bible, he's as real to you as he would be anybody that's walking. Ain't nobody got the monopoly, praise God. Amen. That's right, a lot of people's got these high titles. They love them high titles. That's that Pharisee, like them high clothing. And I'll tell you what, the Holy Spirit lives in that man right there. And he can go back to the house and get on his knees and pray. And the power of God get in that thing, teach him things that you wouldn't know. I told him boys up there at the detention center, I said, my deacon, that's been a couple years ago. I said, he's 91, 92 years old. I said, praise God, if he come here and talk, you'd think he had an education, but he can't even read. But the Holy Spirit teaches him to read the gospel and the holy things of God. And I'll say this. I said this forward. And I went to his house one time. Him and Brother Mimby went out rabbit hunting. I didn't want to go, so I stayed in. I said, I think I'll stay and pray. I went and kneeled by his bed. And when I knelt, he said, I pray by my bed. There's a place in there. I said, all right, I'll go in and pray. And when I walked in there and knelt on my knees, God hugged me. God hugged me right there by the man's bed. You know what he said? I come here often. Amen. I come here often. Hear me? I tell you, you won't get deceived like that. And I tell you, those love people wanting to hear everything. Listen, friend, don't be deceived. Jesus said, don't let no man deceive you. Amen. Don't let no man deceive you. And you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. And to know the truth is to have the truth in you by His work, His intimate work within you. Might be somebody here today deceived. They know about salvation, but they don't know salvation. Might be somebody saved here today. That's been misled. I mean, he even said that in the Bible. He said he's overthrew the faith of some and what they said about the resurrection. Amen. He said, over there, some shut apart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. That's what he said. You say, are them apostates? Well, it surely looks like it. But he that endureth to the end, the same should be saved. I think my own estimation of that interpretation, he's talking to people in the tribulation period. That's my estimation of it. But if he's not, a man is saved, the truth will endure in him. Amen. That's right. If you believed it 20 years ago, you believe it now. That's right. Amen. Amen. You say, I'm not deceived. How you know you're not? You might have done something some man wanted you to do. Not the Holy Ghost. True. You might have wanted a certain image, but God wasn't in. He's the one creating you in His image. It's a blessing. He said, when's the end coming? When's the end of the world coming? Ain't that something people talk about that? Even the world, the newscasters talk about the end of the world, but Jesus didn't bring nothing up about that. He said, don't let no man deceive you. He said, many shall come and say, I am the Christ. Can I say too that they'll say too, I got a voice from Christ. But it's not Him. They ain't going to come to you and say they're the devil or the false prophet. They're going to come to you and say, I got a message. Hear what they say. Grade it by the Spirit and the book, the Scriptures. Amen. May the Lord add His blessing to the Word of God. Let's stand.